I rode west. I saw the grass plains left behind and high mountains roll up, and sometimes I saw buffalo and lots of antelope. I was sparing of my ammunition, and I never tried any long shots. Usually I'd work in close and try to cut out a buffalo calf. The old cows were mighty fractious, and sometimes I'd kill one of them, usually with the pistol, at close range. But there was meat, and there were always onions. Once I caught me a mess of fish and fried them in buffalo fat for my meal. There were beaver streams, and more trees on the mountains, and the country became rougher. It was 2 weeks before I caught up with the wagon train, even though I could travel faster than they. 2 weeks because I'd taken time out to hunt grub, and because they had a good 2-day start on me. Also, I was riding mighty careful. I didn't want my hair hanging in no Arapaho wiki up. When at last I saw the wagon train, it was in South Pass. Old Blue carried me down out of the hills, and I took him at a lope across the grassy valley that lies between the Sweetwater Mountains and the Wind River Range. The wagon stretched out wide and long, the horsemen rode alongside, and a lump came up in my throat when I thought of Pap and his wagon. He could have been here too, if they'd stopped to wait. Right then I hated every one of them, but most of all, I hated Big Jack McGarry. It was Bagley I saw first. His face went kind of white when he saw me.
"Rye," he said, "where's your pap?"
Wagons drew up and several riders started toward me. McGarry started back from the head of the wagon train. "He's dead," I told them, tears starting into my eyes. "He's dead and you all killed him. You could have waited."
"Waited? Where?" Bagley was angry. "Risk our families? What you talking of, boy?"
"McGarry said you'd wait at the springs. He told Pap that. We got to the springs right quick and you all didn't even stop." There was a slim, wiry man in buckskin setting a black horse there, and he looked at me.
"Boy, are you sure Big Jack promised to wait at the springs?"
"I'm damn sure." Big Jack came up then and pushed his horse through the circle.
"Here, what's this? You're holding up the... Oh, it's you."
You didn't need to look close to see he wasn't happy to see me. His face showed mighty plain that he had never expected us to come through, and only one of us had.